Hello everybody, it's George from Alan Strait. Welcome back to my channel. Now, it's just over 24 hours before, not 24, 12 hours, forgive me, before polls open in the United Kingdom for the Westminster election. And time for my final forecast, because this exhausting campaign of 6 weeks is almost over. Now, Rishi Sunak realised the Conservative Unionist Party was so far behind, the only way to get anywhere close to catching up was to have quite a long campaign. But the trouble is for him, it's had the opposite effect, is his party sunk further. Although fortunately for him, Labour's also sunk quite a lot. You know, opinion polls had Labour up on something like 46% of the vote. Now they're predicted to get more like 39% of the vote. Conservatives gone down a bit. There was a surge by Reform United Kingdom, especially when Nigel Farage has to get back into the game, making his eighth attempt to be elected to Parliament. So you've got to hand it to him for indefatigability. He's one of the most instantly recognisable people in British politics. Now, abominate him, as you may do. Many, many people find him repugnant. But surely you have to hand it to him for his resilience, his just refusal to give up, his ebullience. Anyway, so he's the real spoiler on all this. Of course, he could be having exactly the opposite effect of what he intended, putting Labour back into office, who want to rebuild close to elections of the European Union. The only thing is, the EU doesn't look like it's going to even play footsie with Labour. So I'll give you a rundown of what I think is going to happen. So starting with the smaller political parties, the Liberal Democrats getting 9%, pretty dismal, really. And, you know, Sir Ed Davey, their leader, the best thing he can do is fall into the water. Ha ha! Because he's got no serious policies, nothing eye-catching, apart from clowning around. The elder statesmen of the Lib Dems. The guy's been in politics for, you know, well over 20 years. One brief hiatus, booted out in 2015, clawed his seat back in Kingston-upon-Thames in 2017. But although they'll actually fall in vote share, looks like they'll go up in seats significantly. Won only 11 at the last Westminster election, gained four since in by-elections, mostly very safe Conservative seats. But they'll probably lose two of those, retain two of those, but overall got up to about 40 seats. Remember, 1997 was a real breakthrough with them. Everyone's comparing this to 97, when they went from 26 seats of the dissolution to 46 in the general election. They'd only had 20 of the pre-92 election, gained six in by-elections. But that would be a very good result for them. The astonishing thing is the vote share would go down, the number of seats almost quadruple. There are people who put them up on 60 seats. I don't think it's going to be quite that good for them. I remember when they went up significantly in 2010, 23% of the vote, their highest share since the 1920s, but went down in seats slightly. The Scottish National Party, I'm forecasting getting 3% of the vote in the UK overall. That's a bit over 32% in Scotland. Bear in mind, Scotland's only got 8% of the United Kingdom's population. So I'm putting the SNP on 27 seats, which is above where most people have them. I don't think the SNP's decline is going to be as drastic as people forecasting. Yes, they're going down, but, you know, from, was it 48 seats last time? But, and remember, the number of seats in Scotland is being trimmed slightly from 59 down to 57, in line with its declining population. So the Green Party of England and Wales, separate from the Green Party of Northern Ireland and the Green Party of Scotland, but the Green Party of England and Wales to win two seats, okay, Bristol Central and Brighton Kemp Town, where Dr. What's-her-name is standing down, that abominable woman, that absolute bigot who wants to take away our freedom. So thankfully, yeah, Caroline Lucas is going off. So they'll get 7% of the vote, which would be a superb result for them, but their best ever, but double their number of MPs. So in proportionally, in a sense, they did the best of all. Okay, unless you look at Reform UK, who've got one sitting MP, because he defected from the Conservatives. Well, maybe they'll do the best of all. I'm saying they'll get three seats, 14% of the vote. They'll win that Clacton-upon-Sea where Nigel Farage is standing. I think Ashfield will be held by Lee Anderson, formerly a Labour councillor, for affected to the Conservatives about 5 years ago. And one more, Richard Tice is standing. But the fascinating question is, do they retain any of those 5 years hence? Do they even expand? Or are they annihilated? I think they'll go extinct as a parliamentary party at that point, but we shall see. Looking at Northern Ireland, that's 3% of the UK population. So I'll see his party get 0.1% of the UK vote, have just one seat in Strangford. Alliance Party, they'll get that seat in Belfast East, or East Belfast, they say. You say place and pointed the compass in Great Britain, Northern Ireland, said the other way around. I'll tell you why they do it in Great Britain, because in Northamptonshire and Southampton. So you don't say North Northampton, South Northampton, and what? Okay. So the Democratic Unionist Party, to get 0.9% of the vote UK-wide, retained 7 seats. Sinn Féin to get up to 9 seats, have 1% of the vote, confirming their place as the largest party in West Britain. Okay, bungee jumping was nauseating. I mean, just plain silly. Are they that desperate? Okay, I'm up for japes. And you can do some of that buffoonery, but you might have some worthwhile policies. But that doesn't that speak volumes? They've just got nothing to say. That they want to one day rejoin the European Union. They said it that bit out loud, but what are they going to do about it? You know, no real referendum. You wanted a referendum. Be careful what you wish for. Shows how anti-democratic the Lib Dems are. So-called Democrats. How illiberal these vile people are. The SDLP, 0.4% of the vote, and only one seat, you know, retaining that foil one, as in that Sterry. So look at Labour. They'll get 39% of the vote. So rather dreadful campaign for them to decline so much. 438 seats, grossly unjust. They'll have such a big share of the vote, so share of the seats, even more than Blair got. So that is a supermajority. There's no, it's a sort of not definable constitutionally. And that'll be about the same percentage of the vote that Cameron got in 2015 and got a slight majority. Within Scotland, Labour will have 35% of the vote. Within Wales, they have 40% of the vote. So within North Britain, 25 seats. Within Wales, 22 seats. Predicting Plaid Cymru to get 6 MPs and 2% of the vote on a UK-wide basis. But, you know, in Wales, that's like about 30% of the vote. Conservatives get 23% of the vote in a UK-wide basis, 120 seats. Not as dreadful as some people think, but, you know, it's just obviously so far ahead of Reform UK. Some personal following, but some big beasts will be felled. Penny Mordaunt will be out of Parliament. Well, she's not much of a loss. Jeremy Hunt, thankfully, the evil, despicable, rebarbative Hunt will be unseated by the Liberal Democrats. I think Dr. Ben Spencer will retain Runnymede and Weybridge. Any more very notable people will be kicked out. I think Rishi Sunak will actually hang on in Richmond and Yorkshire. And Kevin Badenoch will retain her seat. Looks like Liz Truss will be turfed out by the Liberal Democrats. Kemi Badenoch will retain her seat. Yeah, Suella Braverman of Fareham, Hampshire, she will keep her seat. Just want to think of anyone else. I mean, most of the other cabinet ministers will be defenestrated. Unceremonially, the Speaker will retain his seat up there in Lancashire. One seat for Speaker. What share of the vote is that? A tiny fraction, about a thousandth of the vote. Very low turnout. Very boring. The major parties don't stand against him. That's a convention, not a law. Okay, so those are my forecasts. We'll see how right or wrong they are. I mean, so broadly in line with what the polls are saying. Labour's really worried about turnout, about youngsters not voting for them after all, and so on. Yeah, and unfortunately for Labour and the Conservatives, the minor party like the Greens and Reform have got way more airtime than they usually get. So there might be some complacency setting in. And so Labour are worried about that. People not so motivated to vote. There's been lots of ludicrous messaging from the Conservative Party. Oh, Labour can't win on their own. There'll be coalition of chaos. We had a coalition under the Conservatives, the Liberal Democrats. Was that evil? Don't go into coalition then. You're allowed to have a coalition. The coalition's all the time at local council level. Northern Ireland permanently has a coalition. The Conservatives agree with it, must always have a coalition. You know, the Scottish Parliament had a coalition sometimes. Coalitions are not necessarily terrible. So then saying, oh, you can't have them a big majority. Well, wait a second. You know, each person's got only one vote. I can't say, well, I'll vote for Labour a bit, half Labour and half Conservative, something like that. Or half Liberal Democrat, half Labour, or half Conservative, half Green. Or I'll give a half vote to the Lib Dems. And you can only choose one thing or other, okay? You can't say, well, we'll only support them a bit. Otherwise, the majority would be too big. Well, wait a second. So Labour winning slightly is terrible. Labour winning decisively is terrible. So can they win at all? Why don't you just say, don't vote for Labour, vote against them, vote Conservative? It's imbecilic and self-contradictory. So, yeah, Boris Johnson's brought it at the last possible moment. I don't think he can make things much worse. He puts off some centrists, but he does appeal to some people otherwise go for Reform UK. There's no love lost between him and Sunak. Johnson can also say, do you miss me yet? You know, when I was in charge, we're doing much better. Of course, it was his gross mendacity an irresponsibility breaking lockdown rules, got the Cazettas into this sorry mess. But obviously there's really bad blood between him and Sunak. He considers that Sunak poignarded him in the back. Beware the Ides of March. Beware. But Johnson may well be thinking, as he said before, like Cincinnatus is returning to his plow, thinking he'll be called out of exile, which of course happened when he resigned as foreign secretary, which he thought was going to happen in October 2022 when Liz Truss fell. And now the Conservatives be such a low ebb, could they bring him back? Obviously, well, not standing for Parliament this time. Would have to get selected and re-elected. And is there such a thing as a Conservative seat? Not really. But I think he's yesterday's man. We've had him, moved on, all the rest of it. He screwed up spectacularly, moved to junior generation, someone like Kevin Badenoch. Right, what do you think the results are going to be? Thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.